a judge has found ExxonMobil not liable in a landmark climate change lawsuit. The case was a defeat for New York's attorney general, who accused the oil giant of defrauding shareholders, downplaying the risks that future climate regulation could pose to its investments. NPR's Laurel Walmsley has been following the case, and she's here in the studio. Hi, Laurel.
Hi, Ari.
Why did the judge decide in favor of ExxonMobil?
Well, this case was about securities fraud, and for one thing, the judge said that New York's attorney general had failed to produce any shareholders who would say they were actually misled.
Okay, so no fraud found. Tell us more about this case and where it came from.
Well, it's a little thorny, so stick with me here. In this case, all the parties involved agreed that Exxon had used different methods to account for the potential impact of future climate change regulation on its investments. And so Exxon employees testified during the case that they used one method to estimate the cost of carbon in the future, like in the years 2030 and 2040, assuming that the countries of the world will take certain steps to limit greenhouse gas emissions. But internally, for specific projects like the oil sands in Alberta, Exxon used more specific numbers that were available to estimate the future carbon costs.
So a public accounting and a private accounting.
Yes. So the Attorney General's office argued that using these different methods had resulted in misleading investors. But like I said, the judge said the Attorney General's office had failed to produce enough evidence that this occurred. And an analyst from Wells Fargo who testified said that he'd read the climate change documents in question, and he didn't think much about them. And during this time, Exxon's stock had actually outperformed, suggesting that shareholders weren't hurt by these practices.
A lot of people were watching this case for what it said about climate change, about the energy industry. Now the judge has ruled. What are the two parties saying?
Well, Exxon says that the ruling affirms what it's been saying all along. It called the investigation baseless and said that millions of dollars of taxpayer money had been wasted on the case. And the ruling was a big blow to New York's Attorney General, Letitia James. In a statement, she said that her office had laid out how Exxon had made materially false and misleading representations to the American people. But she says her office will continue to fight for companies to be held accountable and that she'll keep fighting to end climate change.
This is the leading edge of a wave of similar lawsuits. It was just the second one to reach trial, but there are so many others pending against Exxon and other fossil fuel companies. What does this verdict likely mean for those other cases?
Well, we're going to have to see. So in the end, the judge in this case said it wasn't a climate change lawsuit, really, but a securities fraud case. And because of this loss, it may be that other states don't pursue securities fraud charges against Exxon. The Attorney General of Massachusetts has announced a similar lawsuit against Exxon, and I imagine this decision could lead to a shift in that strategy. But elsewhere, cities and states are pursuing other lines of strategy. So they're looking at public nuisance arguments, saying that energy companies should be held accountable for their role in climate change. And the idea there is to force them to help pay for the mounting impact of climate change that different communities are struggling to address. And so it may be that those cases are more squarely about climate change rather than about accounting practices and risk assessments. But even in this case, the Attorney General brought it after gaining access to troves of internal documents, and it could be that those documents are able to pay off down the line in other cases.
NPR's Laurel Walmsley, thanks.
You're welcome.